CNN, Biden's agencies bringing Afghans with no documents whatsoever to U.S. by John Binder on August 29, 2021. Afghans are arriving in the United States despite having no documents whatsoever after having been screened and approved by President Joe Biden's federal agencies, CNN reported. Sources with knowledge of Biden's massive refugee resettlement operation out of Afghanistan to the U.S. told CNN that many Afghans are arriving at Dulles International Airport in Virginia without having any paperwork on them. The goal from the top down, a source told CNN, is to fast-track as many Afghans out of the screening and vetting process in European and Middle Eastern countries and board them on flights to the U.S. without first requiring documentation or proof of identity. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, which is facilitating the resettlement operation, refused to disclose how many Afghans have arrived in the U.S. without any documentation, CNN reported. The approach from the administration has been get as many people on the plane as you can, and we'll sort out the immigration visa stuff later, the source added, pointing to the rush to get people out of Afghanistan after the U.S.-backed government there collapsed. Emphasis added. Some people have landed with no documents whatsoever, creating a very challenging work environment for the officers, the source added. Emphasis added. DHS sources told CNN that even though they are able to identify Afghans without an individual providing them with documents, it's just a math game due to the tens of thousands, and potentially hundreds of thousands, the Biden administration is wanting to resettle in the U.S. The large-scale resettlement, the source told CNN, makes the likelihood of an Afghan with ties to terrorism higher and higher. A former DHS official warned about the federal government's inability to know whether a foreign national will turn to terrorism after their resettlement in the U.S., telling CNN. Intelligence and law enforcement officials are always fearful of missing something in their vetting and that a terrorist could slip through. The challenging aspect is you can't predict the future. You can't tell when someone can go bad, the former official said. In rare cases, refugees allowed to resettle in the U.S. have been later discovered to have ties to terror groups and charged with lying to immigration authorities. Emphasis added. Last week, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said he did not know the number of Afghans who have sought resettlement in the U.S. but subsequently were found to have been on terrorist watch lists. Pentagon officials last week, though, told Defense One that up to 100 of the 7,000 Afghans evacuated as prospective recipients of special immigrant visas, SIVs, seeking permanent resettlement in the U.S. have been flagged as potential matches to intelligence agency watch lists. There's certainly been a number of them, an official said of the Afghans flagged as possible matches for individuals listed on terrorist watch lists. At least one of those Afghans seeking in SIV to enter the U.S. has been detained in Qatar after officials said his background revealed possible ties to the Islamic State, ISIS, terrorist organization. NBC News revealed last week that in at least five cases at the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghans have attempted to board U.S.-bound flights using fraudulent American passports that do not belong to them. The U.S. mission team reported at least five cases of Afghans who presented U.S. passports that didn't belong to them, highlighting fraud concerns and complicating the process of screening people to enter the airport, the NBC News report stated. Though Biden has touted that Afghans are being screened at U.S. military bases abroad, he has ignored that they are also being flown to the U.S. before having completed their visa processing. Specifically, Afghans are being sent to Fort Bliss in Texas, Fort Lee in Virginia, Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, and Fort Dix in New Jersey to continue their processing. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.